We're back, making returns and making next year promises. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Wow, Jennifer, I feel well-rested, and but still full from our little winter break that we took here. How did you do? Did you have a good time?
Yes, I had a good time. I agree, I'm still full. And, you know, eating leftover cookies and fudge for breakfast for the first day back to work, probably not the best idea.
No, probably not. Probably not. I had a blast. I don't know about you. Went to my sister's place, and I'm still working on a plate of leftovers of amazing food and good times that we had.
Good time. You know? And it was a white Christmas. We had
it's a white Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
And it was a pretty cool little storm. I don't know about you, but I drove north on Christmas Eve, and it took me – it might as well have been going into Christmas. It took so long with the storm and everything.
No. Yeah. Yeah, depending on when you were heading out.
It was nuts. I kept looking at the times on it, and it seemed like it just kept going higher and higher all day. And I'm like, well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. You
know? it was pretty to look at if you didn't have too far to go.
Yeah, it was. It was. And actually, I got to say, it had been a long time. It seems like a long time since I've, like, driven in the snow. And you know how I know my dad would always be, oh, these people forget how to drive in the snow. It's like, I kind of did a little bit.
Yeah, it's not quite like riding a bike.
No, you know, once you get out there.
You have to remember to not go as fast.
Everybody around you is a nuts, and they're all going crazy.
Yes.
My mom would say they're all drunk or on drugs.
Waiting for those analog brakes to finally stop the car.
Right. But no, you're right. It was cool. It was cool to have a white Christmas and, you know, good to see family, friends, and to take a little bit of break as well.
Absolutely.
But we're back. We're firing at all cylinders. We're feeling pretty good.
Getting all fired up for 2018.
I know. New Year's Eve right around the corner. Do you have big plans for New Year's Eve?
You know, I don't. Just kind of a low-key.
I love the way you said that. You were very firm about that. I don't, and there will be none being made.
No.
I will be staying at home, maybe with some leftover cookies and fudge, if there's any left. Is that what you guys usually do? Are you, I guess, homebodies on New Year's Eve?
You know, it depends on the year. Sometimes we go sometimes we go out, have a party, that kind of thing. But yeah, this year I think it's going to be a little low-key.
Nice.
I have to work the next day, I should stress.
So there you go. All right.
When the alarm clock goes off, you know, a little bit after midnight. Not that early.
Not that far. Well, all right. All the presents are open, and now it is time when everybody says, I got to return this, right? The Christmas sweater doesn't fit. You already have that electronic gadget, something or other. You've just got to make a return. And actually, yesterday was the number one day over the course of the last several years that people actually hit the road and make returns. And then today also is these 2 days are the biggest days for returns. After that, January 2nd.
Okay.
And I think that's more me because, you know, after Christmas, it's like, I'm going to hold off a little bit. And then on the 2nd, I feel like things have calmed down a little bit.
Right.
Because isn't it true, like, after Christmas, that's when you can really find the great prices on things,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
My mom would always be, we would have like a stack of wrapping paper for the next year, you know. I got them for a quarter each. a few facts about this. Midwest saw some of the highest return rates, so we are very picky here
in
the Midwest.
Yeah.
Or we're just bad gift shoppers. With return rates of more than 19% in the week after Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's about it for returns. You've got to look at what people are returning.
Yeah. Or
well, what they bought and now what they're likely returning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so a big year for Amazon. It says it was its biggest holiday season ever.
Oh, you know what? I should have said that this year was one of the biggest shopping seasons that we've had in the last 5 years. I don't have all the numbers on it yet, but it definitely was a big surge. And stores said a lot of the – a big deal is, you know, online shopping has been the big thing over the last couple of years. This year, though, the option to buy online and then go to a store and pick it up was huge for retail stores, the brick-and-mortar stores, because they got people into the stores. So you had the ease, and I think it's a great idea. You have the ease of being able to buy it online. Then you can hop in your car, you go pick it up. There's a dedicated person right there that's got your item. You don't have to, you know, fuss with the lines. Or you can go walk around your local Target and find other stuff, you know, which, right. which I guess was something that worked really well for retailers this year. So
get that extra foot traffic in the store, and
because I think there's
some last minute things you need.
Yeah, there's something to be said for going out and you know, being in the store and checking it all out. All right,
exactly.
All right, sorry to interrupt you. Carry on with what were we buying in the stores?
That's quite all right. We were buying lots of devices this year. So Amazon says, you know, record number of worldwide sales this year. The number one top-selling Amazon device was the Echo Dot.
Cool.
I don't have specific numbers of how many, but
a lot.
A lot.
And they're
those
very cool.
Amazon's exact words.
We got one this year as employees of Rivet here.
Yeah,
you know,
so
in full disclosure,
nice.
we do some work for Amazon Alexa, and you can hear us do newscasts in several cities around the country.
Which is very cool.
Which is very cool. And you can hear that on your Amazon devices. Just ask Alexa.
Exactly. people also bought more than twice as many Fire TV streaming sticks compared to last year.
Wow.
And it was the best season yet for the Fire Kids Edition tablet. Best-selling toy and game in the U.S., I haven't heard of this. Maybe you have with your nephews. the Turf and Strike Elite Strong Arm Blaster.
I saw it in the store.
It sounds pretty intense.
It's pretty intense. It's pretty cool. Man, Nerf makes some great, like, great toys. If I had these when we were kids.
Oh. Yeah. Instead of just throwing around the little Nerf ball with no
right into the basket up there, you know. Yeah, and you had your, like, you know, you had your some of your fun Nerf guns and stuff like that, but now the stuff they have now, it's like, holy
yeah
cow.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Best-selling toy and game item worldwide. I've never heard of this, but what do you meme?
Oh,
adult party game.
Sounds yeah
like
it sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah.
The most purchased movie over the holidays, you want to take a guess? A holiday movie.
Got to be a holiday movie. Yes, obviously. I'm going to say, you know, Home Alone?
No, Elf.
Oh, Elf.
Elf.
Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Bob Newhart?
Great
that's
movie.
That's a great one, yeah.
Great movie. And the most bought series over the holidays was The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. All right.
Not surprising at all. A couple other fun little pieces of info. The recipe for chocolate chip cookies was the most requested recipe.
No
of
kidding.
The season, which is interesting.
Really?
Like, just your basic,
cookies.
You know, you
there
think
really
people
is
want to look up more the holiday-centric cookies. I don't know. But the chocolate chip cookie.
Right? You know, it's okay. So when we went to my sister and brother-in-law's place, and they had the whole big dessert spread. And it's true. There were a lot of cookies there, you know, that people bought and very holiday-themed and all that. There was a plate of just plain, like, I think white chocolate chips but clearly somebody just made some Toll House cookies or whatever,
right.
You know? And they were sitting there. Those were gone. Those were gone, like, I mean, and then, so there you go, how true it is. People, the plain, just a regular chocolate chip cookie.
You know, you
goes
can't
along.
Go wrong.
You really can't go wrong. It's so true.
Some of the cookies, you're not really sure what they are.
Right? I don't need all those jimmies and stuff on top, you know? Just give me a cookie.
So, and one final little tidbit. Most requested song from Alexa customers was Jingle Bells.
Oh, we requested Jingle Bells, so we're one of them.
You helped add a little tally mark
right
to that.
Nice. So we have a good hashtag trending on Twitter right now, and we've some good posts from it. It's hashtag next year I promise to. So
got a lot of New Year's, what do you call them? New Year's revolutionists?
Resolutionists.
Is that what you say? A lot of people are making their New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution is to start a New Year's revolution.
Resolutionist. Yeah, some people, you know, saying what they hope to do in the new year. Others
sure.
are just pretty funny.
Do you still make New Year's resolutions?
I don't. I never seem to keep them.
I never keep them.
January, it's cold. Like, this is not the best time of year to say you want to, I don't know, right. Start working out, for example. Like, it's cold.
It's just exercise and futility. I didn't want to do anything this weekend. It is so freaking cold. Like, I'm good.
It's not the best time right? of year.
What do you mean Christmas Story is on for the 20th time? Right. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this part.
Yeah. I haven't seen it this year. It's important. So, cool.
Kick us off, huh?
Yeah, I will do that. At TrivWorks, next year I promise to not read the comments.
That is
which is a good
advice.
Resolution.
At J1 Hack says, next year I promise to work on that six-pack I've always wanted. And I think I'll get like a six-pack of Miller Lite or something like
there
that.
There you go. It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
At Author M. Castillo, next year I promise to bring a level of wit and sarcasm this world has not seen.
Wow, that's a bold, bold prediction there. At The Guy Nation says, at next year, I promise to lose weight, work out more, eat healthier, settle down, stop drinking, and most importantly, stop lying to myself.
Yes. That's a perfect,
which I think The Guy Nation just did that whole way until that last one.
At Ruined Adulthood next year.
I had to pick
this one simply by the handle.
Yeah.
Next year, I promise to try to not make fun of Hallmark movies, but they make it so easy.
So true. So true. At Baron BNBS says, next year, I promise to stay exactly as I am. I'm pretty much awesome. Just saying.
Confident.
He's also very humble. Very humble. And let's end on this one. I think this is good advice for everyone. At Tweets by Eddie says, at next year, I promise to
drink more wine. It's good for you. Antioxidants.
It is. All right, then let's close on this. It's National Fruitcake Day. And rather than go into the whole thing about fruitcake and how it's made and this and that, because I think we've done that, you know, right?
I think so.
I have a great story about dangers of fruitcake.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A fruitcake left underneath a Christmas tree in a Seattle ferry terminal halted service yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yep. It was wrapped. I love this writing here. The fruitcake was initially wrapped in a suspicious package, whatever that means. I don't know. How do you wrap something in a suspicious package?
Especially under a tree.
Yeah. I think it was just wrapped. I think that's
maybe
the idea.
The idea
is that there was no like to and from on it.
Okay.
So they didn't know what to do. They called in the bomb squad. They evacuated the place out of an abundance of caution, of course. All ferries were told to stay away. Others were told to turn around until the package could be deemed safe. And then when they deemed it safe, they realized it was a fruitcake, which they promptly said, whoa, this is not safe. It's a fruitcake.
Wait a minute. Do not consume.
Do not consume, exactly. So there you go. Be careful of where you leave your fruitcake. You just may shut down a major transportation hub.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I saw that story. I'm like, all right, there we go. There's the holiday story I've been looking for.
Seriously.
All weekend. You know, all I heard all weekend about tweets and this and that, and I'm sick of it, and it's like, there we go. There's my holiday news story. And on that note, let's wrap up our kind of in-between holiday edition of The Morning Feed.
I guess this is our 2017. I'm all screwed up on my days. Never mind.
Yeah, you know what? You and I will do one tomorrow because Chris will be out.
And
I know. It feels like it should be a Monday, but it's Wednesday. And we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of The Morning Feed. Until then, thank you, as always, for listening. And check out more of The Morning Feed on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Subscribe, review. We'd love it if you did that. And check us out on Facebook. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.